Thank you very much. Very pleased to be here. So my topic is the net neutrality, and I think it's very relevant even in a media conference, because this topic affects not only the media but the telecommunications sector as well. And I think it represents very well the convergence between the sector of the IT sector, the media, and the telecommunications sector. First of all, yes, I will talk about the debate in the United States and in the European Union, but maybe we should start with the notion of the net neutrality and then the forms of discrimination in order to be able to understand the underlying reasons of the discriminatory practices applied by a few internet access service providers. So what does it mean, the principle of net neutrality? To put it very simply, it means that the internet service providers are not allowed to discriminate, to interfere in the internet traffic which goes through their network, with exception to a reasonable level of traffic management. Without the function of the internet would not be possible today. However, in the recent years, in the last decade, many internet service providers breached this principle by discriminating between certain application services in the internet. As far as the forms of the discrimination is concerned, we should make a difference between negative and positive discrimination. The positive discrimination can be cut in two parts: the prioritization for the money, which consists in creating fast lanes, and the other form of positive discrimination is the positive price discrimination, zero rating. I will talk a bit more in these two forms of discrimination. So in 2012, the European Union conducted a market analysis on the behavior of the ISPs, and this analysis revealed that 36% of the mobile internet service providers discriminate, block, slow down, or throttle voice over IP applications, for example, Skype. What's the reason behind this? This is because the biggest revenue of the internet service providers, the mobile service providers, come from the voice and SMS revenues. However, these new services, these so-called over-the-top services, which like Viber, WhatsApp, Skype, Facebook Messenger, cannibalize their revenues on these markets. So they consider that they don't want to leave place to these new services, so a few ISPs block it. For example, in Hungary, the three mobile operators, until the 1st of April, all of them blocked voice over IP applications in the low budget packages. So this is a negative discrimination. The first form of the positive discrimination is the creation of fast lanes. That means that the internet access providers agree with certain content and application providers to guarantee a quality service to reach the end users. It might be very useful, for example, for the media service providers, because for them to compete with the other service provided, for example, by the classic telcos, it's very important to have a guaranteed quality. However, in the internet, it is the best effort principle which applies, meaning that there is no guaranteed quality. So there was a huge debate, for example, in the United States, whether these fast lanes, the creation of these fast lanes, should be allowed or not. Tom Wheeler, the chairman of the FCC, said firstly that it should be allowed, and then in the final order, it was banned. In the European Union, most of the regulators made statement in favor of these fast lanes, and in the last version of the regulation proposed by European Council, it should be not banned, these type of agreements. The second type of the positive discrimination is so-called zero rating. It's a new type of discriminations. It's not as harmful, evidently, as the negative discrimination, and it's not evident how should we consider this type of discrimination. What are we talking about? Normally, internet access providers differentiate their offers with different price caps. However, many European and American service providers started to launch offers with internet over-the-top services, such as Facebook, for example, which are exempted from the data cap. In other words, we can have access to these data caps even if we used all of the data what we bought from the internet access providers. At the first sight, it might not be problematic. Many European states consider that it's not problematic. We do not have any data to consider that it should be banned. But on the other hand, we can say that at the end, when we consumed all our data, what we bought, we can have access only one type of content, and the other contents will be blocked or slowed down. And that might be problematic, but because this, the ISP, the internet service provider, interfere in the upstream market and distort the competition, might distort the competition. Later I will talk about how is it considered by the European Union and by the new order issued by the FCC. So how is it starting in the United States? As you might have heard, there was a huge debate on net neutrality and a long story with two Kurtz decision. So which is important, that the American Telecommunications Act makes difference between two types of service: telecommunication service and information service. This distinction comes from the 70s, when the legislator recognized that there are new types of services which should be not regulated as heavily as these common carrier services, which is the telecommunication service. Telecommunication service is a service which consists very simply transmitting information, and that's all, like telephony. And the information services enable processing of the information, so they are more complex, more hybrid services, and the legislator didn't want to overregulate these services, which is very important, that the information services are not under the Title II of the Telecommunications Act. So, for example, the obligation of non-discrimination is not imposed to the information services. Why telecommunication services are under common carriage obligations. The question was whether the internet access service is considered telecommunication service or information service. In 1998, the FCC, in its advanced service order, considered that these services are telecommunication services because it consists only the transmission of data without processing it. In 2000, the Kurtz confirmed the decision of the FCC. However, in 2002, the same FCC issued a cable broadband order, and they were assessing the nature of the cable modem internet access service, and they considered that indeed it's not a telecommunication service, but an information service. The reason behind it was that we have to consider not only the service of data transmission, but other services as well provided by the same ISP. So we talk about a complex service, and not every element of this service consists only in simply transmitting data. So it should be considered as an information service. This was confirmed by the Court of Appeals in 2003. However, this court did not enter in the details. It was only a procedure. It examined only procedural questions. After this, the FCC found itself in a very delicate situation, because only the cable access was deregulated, we might say. The DSL, the mobile internet, was still considered as a telecommunication service, so it distorted the competition. And therefore, in 2005, the FCC deregulated first the all fixed internet access service, and then in 2007, they deregulated, classified the mobile internet access service as an information service. So at 2007, all the internet access services were not obliged, for example, to treat all the data in a non-discriminatory way. Then came the Comcast case, when the Comcast is a big ISP in the United States, who in 2008 started to discriminate and block some peer-to-peer applications. The FCC wanted to intervene and ban Comcast from such discriminatory behavior. However, Comcast said that the FCC has no ground to intervene because the Internet Access Service is an information service, so it is not obliged to treat all the data in a non-discriminatory way. And the court in 2010 gave reason to the Comcast. Then the FCC in 2011 issued its Internet Service Order because it's considered that it has some legal grounds to intervene, even if the Internet Access Service is an information service. But in 2014, in the beginning of 2014, the court stated again that Verizon had reason, the telco sector had reason, and the FCC has no ground to intervene until these services are considered as information services. So therefore, the FCC changed politic. They made a public consultation last year and the end of last year. They received 4 million answers. You might heard about it because it make a big echo in the news. And finally, the FCC, in my opinion, chose the only way, which is the good way, that meaning that they reclassified all Internet access services to telecommunications service. And from this point, there is no more problem to issue, and they issued a new order regulating the question of net neutrality. So one of the principles of this new regulation is that the ISPs have no right to block or throttle, slow down any data. It must be, all the data transmitted through the network must be treated equally. The other important question was whether the ISPs should be allowed to ask money to terminate the data transmitted through their networks. There were, for example, after the Verizon case, for example, since the order was abolished, Netflix paid a huge amount of money to Comcast, because Comcast said that, considering that there is no regulation, I can ask money for a better quality. And Tom Wheeler, the chairman of the FCC, in the beginning said that it should be allowed, but there was a huge, it was very heavily criticized. So at the end, in the final version of the regulation, they banned this all this kind of discriminatory prioritization. However, they didn't tackle on the topic of positive price discrimination. What happened in the European Union? The question was raised later in 2007, 2008, when the European Union started to revise its telecommunication framework, which was done in 2009. Many lobbies said that this question should be regulated because see what happened in the United States. All these discriminatory behavior should be ex ante banned. The telecommunications sector said that there were no problems so far in the European Union, so you should not intervene. And so the conclusion of European Union was they put a phrase in the framework directive saying that the national regulatory authorities shall promote the ability of end users to access and distribute information and run applications and services of their choice. But it didn't mean that the member states should intervene and regulate the question. If they want, they can. And the consequence was that today only three member states regulate the question. First, the Netherlands, then Slovenia. Netherlands in 2011, I think so. Slovenia in 2013, and Finland recently adopted a law and banned all the discriminatory behavior committed by the ISPs. The other member states followed the suggestions of the European Commission. This was a wait-and-see approach. It's saying that the competition on the retail market will solve all the problems. What we have to do is to increase the transparency, because the consumers do not understand what does it mean that some applications are blocked or slowed down. And on the other hand, the cost of switching should be low enough in order to enable the consumers to change providers if the provider, for example, blocks some applications. However, in the end of 2013, the European Commission said that this wait-and-see approach does not work, so we should regulate the question. It was Neelie Kroes who proposed this regulation, and this regulation is still not adopted. It can be adopted at the end of June, maybe. The Council has adopted its proposal, and it's now at the European Parliament to say its word, and it seems that it will be adopted. What does it say? First of all, that all blocking and slowing down, it's forbidden. However, contrary to the United States, it would allow the prioritization for money. It's called specialized service. It was explicitly put in the text, but after they said that it's very difficult to define exactly what is the specialized service. So it's not in the text, but it makes possible to prioritize certain types of traffic on the internet. On the zero rating, the text, as I see now, it's not evident, not clear at all. I know that most of the member states didn't agree on forbid this kind of discrimination. Only the Netherlands and Slovenia wanted very much to regulate this question, since in the national law it was regulated. So they don't want to come back on the level of their regulation. But on the other hand, so maybe this question in the European Union will be regulated. But on the other hand, the revision of the regulatory framework has been just launched. And one of the most important topic of this revision will be the notion of the OTT services. The OTT services such as Skype, which now is not considered as a telecommunication service. And the internet access providers complain that these services are not under the same regulatory regime, so it distorts the competition because the services compete on the same market for the same consumers. So right now, it seems very probable that these services will be included in the telecommunication framework, or the notion of telecommunication service will be modified in order to create this level playing field. Because, and that's my opinion, when two services compete on the same market from the same consumers, it's according to the principle of the technological neutrality, it's not the way of provision of the service, but the service itself which should be considered, regardless of the fact that it's provided over the top or it's provided integrally with the network service. So thank you very much for your attention.